From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously Wednesday to let President Vladimir Putin send Russian troops to Syria. The Kremlin sought to play down the decision, saying it will only use its air force there and not ground troops. Putin had to request parliamentary approval for any use of Russian troops abroad, according to the Constitution. The Federation Council, which is the upper chamber of the Russian parliament, discussed Putin's request for authorization behind closed doors, cutting off its live web broadcast to hold a debate, notable for its quickness. Sergei Ivanov, chief of Putin's administration, said in televised remarks after the discussion that the parliament voted unanimously to give the green light to Putin's plea. NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after Taliban insurgents seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up their biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway near the northern city's airport, where government forces retreating, highlighting the challenge the militants pose after their capture of Kunduz. The Taliban's occupation, which is now since Thursday, raised troubling questions about the capability of Afghan forces. An Indian court sentenced 5 men to death Wednesday for a series of bomb blasts that ripped through packed trains in Mumbai in 2006, killing nearly 200 people. After another 7 people have been found guilty of involvement in the attacks in India's financial capital. They were sentenced to life imprisonment by a special court, according to the defense lawyer speaking to reporters. This is VOA News.